Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting live to you and your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Do you hear that? That's the loud, continuous roar of a weird tornado that's happening in whatever town this is, and my story. I never did choose a city for Lauren's home, did I? Well, I guess it's in one of the Tornado Alley states, because this book has a tornado in it. Well, I mean, really, there's a lot of states in America that has tornadoes. You can pretty much choose whichever one. So, sorry. I'm, like, distracted with whatever's going on here. I don't really want to explain it because it's a personal thing. Anyways, the book we are reading today is called Cheating Death, Not... This is the fourth and final installment of Nessus World. I want to create a fifth book, I do, but if I do, it's going to end up on Lauren's family, and I think two books on Lauren's family is enough. There's so many adventures that could happen in the Nessus World, and I wanted to tell all of them, but they're all so similar. Oh, I love this wand. Or at least I love the sound that it makes. I finally was able to put this particular wand, not the actual sound of it and what it does with the light bulb on one end, but I know if you're one of those adult people who are into weird things, this probably would turn you on. But no, this is an actual wand that people... kids use, I should say, for their costumes and all that. Because one end makes, the whoosh sound, and the other end has a light bulb on one end. And when you press the button that makes the sound, the light bulb goes off with the red color, which is pretty cool. Ooh, I can see the... Ooh, wow. I just did a macro... what is it? Macro bulb? Macro lens. I think I just did a macro lens with my glasses. Anyways, sorry. I am way too distracted today. Sorry, everyone. Okay, so the fourth and final installment of the Nessus World is yet again on Lauren's family, Lauren Cabrera. And if you're not familiar with Lauren Cabrera, you did not listen to my previous book, which is The Death of Her. The Death of Her is about Lauren with the talents to communicate and see the dead. But in this book, the fourth installment, it's called Cheating Death, Not. It's about Lauren and her niece. Originally the book was supposed to center on Arivia, but I didn't know how to do that without focusing on Lauren as well. So that's what I did. And I think I'm actually talking a little bit much for the book, so I'm just going to read, the altered blurb that I have for the book, at least the altered blurb that I have for this radio show, I should say. I would read the original description, but I think that would defeat the purpose of trying to publish this book. So here we go. With one final visit from Lauren Cabrera, we watch her niece grow up in a matter of days. What horrible shock to be swirled around in a tornado. Arivia Salnikov learns so much, and yet she still has time to be a kid. What a relief to be cheating death. Not. Oh, man. I really look forward to this book. And I realized I did not choose an ending, a goodbye song for you all until, like, this morning or not this morning, during my shift, really, because I realized I already had a song. I just never realized that I could use it for the song. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start reading. That way you guys don't yell at me. Well, not that you guys ever did. You guys never interact. All right, anyways, here we go. Where did we stop anyways? Oh, that's right.
Mommy,
she whispered. Whoops.
Mommy,
Olivia whispered.
Auntie Lauren said I had trauma.
Delilah pulled away to face Olivia. Her brows narrowed.
What is trauma?
She looked at her sister.
Does she?
Her voice trailed off. Would you believe me? Us? As Alex rushed in, Delilah scoffed. Mostly, she said, while Alex hugged their daughter.
You saw the weather change then?
Sorry, you saw the weather change then? Alex stood with narrowed brows, carrying Olivia. A tear escaped one of Delilah's eyes.
Everyone but me. It's not fair,
she whispered hoarsely. Alex and Lauren stared at her. Olivia reached for her. She wanted her mom. Reluctantly, Delilah pulled her close. Olivia hugged her neck.
Don't worry, Mommy, she whispered. Auntie didn't want me to have trauma in the first place.
Delilah then stared at her sister with a shocked expression. Lauren winced.
What does she mean you didn't want this? Are you saying I'm incapable of handling a near-death experience?
Sorry, near-death experience. As she shook her head, tears fell down Lauren's cheeks. Why Lauren's cheeks?
No one should experience that at a young age.
She rubbed her cheeks.
Even family can betray you.
It gave her a daft expression.
I thought we went over this, Lauren,
Delilah cried. Why am I stuttering today? They heard a knock. Olivia's doctor walked in. Delilah cleared her throat.
Dr. Kemp?
It's nice to see Olivia awake.
He clearly saw the tension between the two sisters.
I was about to check her condition.
He faced her.
How are you feeling, Olivia?
She looked at him and swallowed.
Tired. Can barely hug anyone like I did before,
she whispered.
You were in surgery for a long time. I'd imagine you barely have any strength. Let's get you back in bed, little one.
As Delilah laid her head down, Olivia's eyes closed in defeat. She soon fell asleep.
Should she be that weak?
Alex wondered. The doctor shrugged.
I'm surprised she survives the tornado at all. A fall like that should have killed her.
He saw the wince Lauren gave, but ignored it for the time being.
I suggest keeping her here a day longer for observation, but considering her insurance,
he stopped himself.
Can she at least stay the afternoon?
Alex and Delilah asked. Dr. Kemp nodded.
Of course. During that time, I'll have one of my nurses test her motor skills to make sure it's all working.
Lauren walked to Olivia and whispered in her ear.
I'll have Grandpa watch you.
Olivia sighed in her sleep.
Psychic,
she muttered. Her doctor and Delilah eyed her and Lauren.
It'd be best if you let her sleep.
Her parents nodded and laughed. He stopped Lauren, though.
Mrs. Boyle, what happened out there?
She was trying to save the dogs,
she said shakily.
Our neighbors like to let their pets out when it's a nice day. I don't think any of us knew about the tornado until the sirens went off.
He cocked his head.
Mrs. Boyle, the sirens never did. That tornado came out of nowhere.
Dr. Kemp sighed.
How does she get out of that tornado, really?
She scoffed. Are you sure you want the truth?
She saw him nod. Lauren then told him and danced around her talent. Wait, a woman with telekinesis? He shook his head. I'd like to see that. What's her name?
Noreen. She prefers anonymity when it comes to her last name.
Noreen? That sounds familiar. He shook his head.
Dr. Kemp cocked his head away from Lauren and narrowed his brows.
Could that be possible? He thought.
How is she?
Noreen asked as she walked in. Lauren eyed her and then the doctor.
Whoa, never thought I'd see him again.
She saw Lauren narrow her brows.
His name is Simon Kemp.
She sighed dreamily.
Oh, he was so handsome and kind. I seriously thought he was the one. Noreen Christie,
she finished. Christie? His neck popped as he quickly faced her. His face brightened. She's here? Lauren winced.
She says you were so handsome and kind. Really thought you were the one?
She raised a brow. His eyes widened. The one? What stopped her? Noreen answered. Lauren told him next. His eyes widened even more. Sarah's here too?
Alive and kicking.
She replied with a wry smile. Noreen laughed, almost full of life. With her laugh so loud, Dr. Kemp managed to hear a quiet laugh. His brows narrowed.
Did you hear that? Sounded like laughter.
Yeah, that was Noreen.
But how can you be sure? He asked, shaking his head. Noreen nodded.
He needs to know, Lauren.
Lauren sighed.
Because he's standing right next to you.
She watched his brows narrow again. That doesn't make sense. Telekinesis and invisibility?
She's not invisible, Doctor. I can see and talk to ghosts.
Wishing she could cry, Noreen aligned her hand to his cheek. He felt a very light touch of cold.
Ghosts!
He turned pale.
She's dead?
A tear rolled down his cheek.
How long?
Lauren told him. His head shook before he fell on his knees.
Dr. Kemp?
She asked with worry.
Get out,
he whispered hoarsely. With sadness, she did, but Noreen stayed. When Olivia arrived home that afternoon, she wanted to talk to Aunt Lauren. Delilah was against it. Alex didn't agree. She looked at him in shock.
Honey, neither of us know how to teach her to control her talent. Lauren might have some ideas.
Sorry, he's not the one that's stuttering. I am. She grunted.
Fine,
she muttered.
I'll go call her.
She arrived within 10 minutes.
Auntie Lauren!
She hugged her as tight as she could with the little strength she had.
How are you feeling? Better, she smiled. I dreamed when you and Mom, when you were in my room. Yeah? What was it about? You and that doctor? You made him sad.
Lauren widened her eyes.
He cried when you left, and I heard talking.
She shook her head.
But it wasn't him. Sounded like a woman.
Olivia watched her pull out a phone and press on its screen a few times.
What are you doing? Olivia, tell me your dream again. Don't leave a thing out, okay?
Olivia nodded and did so. When she finished, she felt much better, almost as if a pressure lifted off her.
It felt so real.
Her aunt smiled. She turned off the recording on her phone.
You had something called out-of-the-body experience. You saw real events occurring while you slept.
Arivia shook her head.
That really happened, Arivia. My ghost friend, Noreen, knows your doctor personally.
She held up her phone.
Thanks to you, Dr. Kemp can hear what Noreen said to comfort him. I don't like this, Auntie. What if it makes him sadder? The truth doesn't always make people happy, but they deserve to hear it. You're right, though. It could make him more sad. There's one way to find out.
She turned to leave.
Wait.
Arivia watched her face her.
Mom and Dad want you to teach me control, whatever that is.
Lauren gave a small smile.
Control is something that helps you feel at ease with crazy happenings. Keeps your talents and your emotions in balance. She paused. Why don't you come with me? You'd get to see me work again, and maybe I can finally get Noreen to cross over.
Arivia widened her eyes with excitement. She grabbed her aunt's hand and pulled her to the door. Lauren laughed, noticing her strength had returned full force. They arrived at the hospital within 10 minutes. To search for Dr. Kemp was a workout. They ended up paging him to a nurse's station. Arivia certainly enjoyed it. She grew excited after seeing her doctor down the hall. Lauren held her hand to prevent her from running. Arivia, what a nice surprise, he greeted when she called out to him. Lauren saw his gaze move to her. He stopped himself. He sighed. Don't tell me you're making her do your work.
Not intentionally, doctor.
Dr. Kemp scoffed and led them to a room. She had a rather
interesting experience yesterday. Arivia told me of a dream after her parents left the hospital room.
Lauren then played the recording. His eyes widened halfway through it. When Noreen's physical appearance was described, the doctor's mouth dropped.
The pretty woman spoke. My feelings will never change. I wish we could tell you the truth.
Arivia had paused.
She wanted to cry. I could see it, but it was like something wouldn't let her. I don't know how to describe her.
Sorry.
I don't know how to describe it better. It felt so real.
Dr. Kemp shook his head. He moved his glances from Lauren to Arivia. He kneeled down to face Arivia. His lips formed a small smile. Thank you, he whispered. Your experience changes things. He stood and nodded at two particular persons. I'm sorry. Two men, nurses, touched Lauren's arms. Her eyes widened.
Wait, what are you doing?
The doctor sighed. Your condition is not healthy. I think at best you'll recover here. He eyed Arivia, without visits from your family. Shaking his head, he spoke. Take her away.
Arivia gasped. No, do this. You know I'm not crazy,
she said calmly, as the nurses pulled her.
Making this happen will affect everyone involved.
She sniffed, thinking she smelt burnt eggs. Lauren shook her head. Stop it, Mrs. Boyle. You'll only make it worse.
No, Auntie Lauren!
She went after her.
Whatever you do, don't show it. And attention is not what you want, Arivia. It's tied to your emotions. Always has been for everyone. Practice, but not too much. Auntie Lauren!
She hugged her tight, causing the nurses to stop.
Don't worry about me. I can get help.
Lauren barely touched her cheek.
I love you, Via.
The nurses took her away for the final time.
Only tell them what Dr. Kemp said. We can't get our secret shown.
Fell down Arivia's cheeks. She turned to leave, but her doctor stopped her. Arivia shoved off his hand. He stared at her with big, shocked eyes. That's when Noreen appeared. After seeing their expressions, her brows narrowed in worry.
She's telling the truth. So am I. Why won't you believe us?
Because it's impossible. It's illogical, and there's no proof. Dr. Kemp sighed. Come on, I'll take you home. He put a hand on her shoulder. She shoved him off again.
No!
She choked on her tears. Olivia's chin quivered.
Auntie is right. Betrayal hurts. We can't tell anyone the truth.
She sniffed and ran off. Olivia, wait! He called. And that is where I'm stopping. Ha! Craziness! Craziness! Crazy, crazy, crazy. Man. I want to continue. Because there is like 4 minutes left before I play the song. Oh, man. All right. Actually, you know what? I do want to talk about the song a bit just because, one, I found it on the internet because, I don't know. You know what? I think I was choosing the song. Yeah, no, I remember now. Last week, I think, I was trying to find songs on tornadoes that I could try to play for the book readings here on the show. Ow, doing that now. Because I was trying to find songs songs of tornadoes for the radio, for the book readings of the for the show, you know. And I was having really difficult, I was having a whole bunch of difficulty because for some reason, I don't think there are very many songs about tornadoes, which really surprises me, you know, because there are so many singers and artists out there creating songs and there's none about the weather. I mean, actually, no, wait, no, scratch that. I do have, like, at least two or three songs. It's like, SOS, the Earth Needs Us, Help. But other than that, I don't think there are any songs for tornadoes or hurricanes or anything like that, which is weird. But fortunately, I was able to find one song, which is awesome, by the way. But it's Auto-Tune. And if you guys don't know me, I absolutely despise Auto-Tune. Because, one, Auto-Tune pretty much corrects the voice of the person. You don't really know if they can't sing or not. And two, Auto-Tune just destroys whatever goodness there is in the song. Because it just, it almost sounds like a robot. I have to say it does. No matter how well you can sing, no matter how well you cannot sing, it ruins the voice. And you can barely understand what they're singing. But this particular song that I found about tornado, about hurricanes and tornadoes, I should say, is really good. And the guy actually used a well-known song and changed it to hurricanes and tornadoes, which is really clever. And, oh, man, you'd have to listen to it yourself. It's a really good song. And with it auto-tuned, it actually kind of makes it a little bit better. So this definitely kind of puts like a plus for me, even though it's auto-tune, you know. It's a great song. And the fact that he uses a well-known song for it to be hurricanes and tornadoes, he did a great job. So the song is pretty much what I just said. The song is called Hurricanes and Tornadoes, and he uses the style of Train, because the song is Hey Soul Sister by Train, but he changed the words so that it could be about hurricanes and tornadoes. He did it a really clever way. And you can actually find him on YouTube. His YouTube name is ParMR, which is funny because according to the video that I found of his YouTube name is Mr. Par. It's just backwards. But it's a really great song. I still have like about, I think, 2 minutes left before I can play the song for you guys, which is unfortunate because now I have to figure out what else to talk about. But, oh man, I really like the song. I really like the song. And I hope you guys like it too. It's really good. And I think
because it's so good that I am actually going to be creating a karaoke song of it on my YouTube channel. So you can look forward to that tonight, actually. I'm actually excited. I'm going to be using his video, though, because if I tried to make my own images of it, I'd be using pictures from Google, which is probably not a good thing. So, and the way he did it as well, he did a great job creating the video of it, as well as the auto-tune and all that. Because I haven't looked at his other videos, but from what I can gather, he uses well-known songs. He uses the instrumental songs and creates his own scholarly words to it. Because this one's on hurricanes and tornadoes. Another was like on power cells, and it's really interesting. You got to check out his YouTube channel. He's really good. But I think that is actually it for now. I got to get going. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with Hurricanes and Tornadoes by Mr. Parr. Bye, everyone.
Not hard to find. Hey, sister, ain't that on the twister on the radio? Stereo, the way it moves, it's a tornado. Hey, there, mister, I think our voice has formed over Tornado Alley. Tonight. These are the whirlwinds that baby you see.